Back here from the home of the Seahawks, Hamline Field. Of course, the naming going to the head coach and athletic director, Walt Hamline. The Seahawks in the midst of a tough two-win season right now, taking on Monmouth in a non-conference game. This one of the teams that Monmouth will continue to play, maybe the only team moving forward in terms of NEC teams on a regular basis. Certainly makes sense with the proximity between the two and the fact that they have played now 21 consecutive years. Certainly making sense to continue the rivalry. Monmouth up here on the scoreboard, 13-0. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti rejoining you on our AM stations today, 1160, 1310, and SureSportsNetwork.com. Third and 8 for the Hawks. They switch ends, and they will go now right to left on your dial, getting it at the Wagner 44-yard line. Hill wanting to throw under pressure, hangs in there, finds Davenport, who will make the catch, but stepped out of bounds first as the two linesmen here to the near side both have their hats come off intentionally. Davenport saying he was pushed out, should be allowed to come back in. Penalty flag came out as well, as he is not normally allowed to be the first guy to touch the ball had he stepped out of bounds. But there is some discussion going on right now. I think the argument Davenport trying to make is he was pushed out and should be able to come back in on his own accord. Let's listen in. Well, let's not listen in as that microphone from our head referee continuing to give him some problems. It is a penalty against Monmouth and will result in a loss of down on an illegal touch from Davenport. Again, once you come in from being out of bounds, you are not allowed to be the first guy who touches it. And now Kevin Callahan looking for some explanation from the officiating crew. As it stands right now, the ball at the Wagner 44-yard line.
While we have a second, while the coaches and the referees confer, I'd like to remind you today's broadcast brought to you in part from our friends from Coca-Cola and Coke Zero, who remind you that the Hawks and you can taste forward progress with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink that combine real Coke taste and zero calories. Enjoy everything.
So Monmouth with the loss of down, setting up a 4th and 8 for the first time today. They will have to punt the football away as Ryan Moore coming on. Andre Yevchinich, the man back deep, standing at his own 10. Moore gets off a high spiraling punt. Yevchinich will let it bounce, and it will roll into the end zone. Hit it about the 5-yard line. Will come out here to the 20 on a touchback. Up and going here, second quarter. Monmouth 13 and Wagner nothing. The stats in that first quarter: Monmouth with 152 total yards to Wagner's 43. Brandon Hill had that quick start, 4 of 5 for 99 yards. And Julian Hayes, the guy who has done most of the damage, he's got a couple of touchdowns so far on the afternoon.
You know, Matt, we didn't get a chance to talk pregame. I know there's a game now, but it's good to see you on a Saturday. It's been a busy couple days.
It has been a busy couple of days. Here is a busy backfield. Darnell Leslie breaking through. He and Gary Onakuzi able to snack Brian Gehring on a big loss on the play. Back to the 14-yard line. They'll spot it actually at the 13, 7-yard loss. It will be second down here and 17.
Front four, front seven really playing well. Onakuzi has been in on a few tackles. Seems to shake off whatever was bothering him last week against Sacred Heart, playing well in the middle.
Stays on here on a second and long. It'll be Gehring off the right side, getting hit by Leslie in the backfield, and then dropped down by a host of Hawks. Darnell Leslie having a field day, at least on those couple of plays. Loss of about a yard. Make it third and 18. Got to look screen and draw here for sure, but normally, again, on these third and longs, Monmouth very effective with their pass rush, that they can usually just bring Eddie four guys and get pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, as long as two of them are Darnell Leslie and Pat O'Hara, Monmouth should be able to bring four, drop seven.
Trips off to the left, single man back to the right. Gehring this time with good time, and now flush in the pocket, rolling left, trying to keep the play alive. Throws back across his body, almost intercepted as the intended target, Cody Morgan, overthrown. Tevron Brandon was there on the coverage with Clark Coe. And on what will be fourth down and long, Wagner will have to punt it away with their own end zone in the offing for A.J. Firestone.
And you see, Matt, that the benefit there of being able to get pressure with four. You can drop seven back, and because of that, Garrig did well to escape pressure, but nobody was open downfield, was forced to heave one back across his body that ultimately skipped off the turf.
Mama setting up return. Firestone off the side of his foot. This will bounce at the 40-yard line, now roll into Monmouth territory and be down about the 46, where MU will have it. 13-13 to go in our first half. Monmouth up 13-0, and MU setting up this drive, at least, in excellent field position.
And Matt, Monmouth has that 13-0 lead, and it's been because this afternoon, at least, of the big play, the really big one on special teams to begin the contest, then some nice Hayes runs, long pass to McLafferty. Hill is being efficient thus far and really been a very, very efficient on both sides of the ball first about 17 minutes of this contest.
Asante gets a crack here in the backfield. At least on this first down play, he and Hill make up the offensive set with two receivers off to the right side and KB going to try off the right side. Good hard push at midfield, gain of four to bring up a second down and six. Devon Johnson, the defensive end for Wagner, going back to make that tackle.
You know, Matt, now looking at the stats, Julian Hayes is well over 900 yards rushing. With a good game, Asante can get to 900 yards. Really kind of amazing to think that two running backs who have similar styles could be putting up the numbers that they have been this season.
Split wide receiver set here for Hill on second down and six. Wants to throw. Hangs in the pocket. Lets it go. Looks for Sterling, who makes the catch to the 35-yard line. And down to the 30, the coverage and tackle by Jarrett Jadone. Sticks will move. And MU with an opportunity to do something they've never done. That's have two guys in the same season go over 1,000 yards.
It's not very easy to do, especially when you're an offense that wants to be balanced. You see option teams that run it a lot get maybe two, three guys with good numbers, but Monmouth likes to stay balanced, and they're having a good year doing that offensively. As much as Hill has struggled early with turnovers, he's going to have a pretty good year when all is said and done.
Morrow and Asante this time offset eye to the right side of the formation. Asante gets it on first down, works his way down to the 27-yard line. 3-yard pickup, make it second and seven.
You see the nimble, the good job up here, former offensive lineman Greg Viscomi maneuvering the second level of the press box. Impressive.
Shuffling his feet like he would in pass protection.
Yeah, he almost took a header into the soda.
Sterling in the slot this time to the left. Davenport the wide man left. McLafferty and Fable in a tight end H-back combo off the right side of the formation. Asante again off the right, slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage, bounces forward to the 25-yard line, gain of two to come up with a third and five. Loveland closing the play down for Wagner. Monmouth here with another one of those key third down situations.
And Matt, this situation, not to cut you off, I apologize, third and five, might be two down territory. Maybe you just run it twice here.
Wagner showing blitz up the middle. Hill recognizing and will look over to the sideline. New set of plays coming in. Sterling off to the right as the single receiver. Sumlin Davenport near sideline left. Hill gets it and the play blown dead. It will be a delay of game perhaps on Monmouth with the play clock winding down. Was thrown by the back judge, and that is exactly the call. We'll push Monmouth back into a third and ten. Well, haven't seen that happen too often this year. You know, Monmouth among those teams that gets up to the line quickly, but then sometimes takes their time, looks over the defense. That hasn't been a problem. That time, you usually say you put that on the quarterback. Hill maybe not recognizing enough that the clock was winding down.
Yeah, and I think the reason that Monmouth, Matt, you don't see it happen so much is they don't hurry up necessarily, but they do go no huddle, and because of that, they can get to the line, take their time, and survey the scene. And up until the last few weeks, we haven't seen them change a lot of plays by looking to the sideline to make that change. Now, third and 10, still in good field position. You got it at the plus 30. So I think the same point holds true. This could be four down territory, depending what they pick up here.
Hill here setting up, same formation. Sterling right, Sumlin and Davenport left. They'll keep it on the ground with Asante's. Got some room off to the 25, dancing his way inside the 20. Going to have the first down and more. Makes his way to the 16-yard line. That's a 14-yard pickup for KB Asante. Nice job by the left side of that offensive line. Reese Johnston, who's back into the game, and Josh Patterson. And MU now has it first and 10. Gave him an extra yard to the 15. And Monmouth sets up here in business looking for their third score of the day.
Let me add one name to the crew that you just said doing a good job blocking. Number two, Lamar Davenport, did a good job blocking downfield, allowing a couple extra yards.
Wagner again showing blitz up the middle. Asante gets it. Tough sledding that time off the right side. Devontae Barnett, the redshirt sophomore, in on the tackle. No gain on the play. Make it second and 10. 9.5 to go in our first half. Monmouth up 13-0.
And all MU, if they can finish this drive off with a touchdown, it would be huge. And again, keep leaning on what you're doing well. Nice first reads from Hill and a solid running game.
Play action for Hill. Rolling right, pressure coming. Has some time, looking, throws for Sterling in the back corner of the end zone, but threw it away more so than anything else, and Monmouth will go for it on third and 10. There is a flag down on the far side.
We know Hill wasn't over the line of scrimmage. We can rule that out. Could be potentially some kind of hold. I don't think pass interference in play. It was thrown out of bounds, not too far out that it could have been conceived as uncatchable. We'll see what the call is here.
It is a defensive hold. Good job, partner, picking that up. So it will be against Wagner. This is the second time in as many years that Monmouth has made their way here to Staten Island. Last time, MU won this one 38-17. That was back in September of 2012. That was the only conference loss of the year for Wagner and evened up this season series at 10 apiece. First down now and goal for MU at the Wagner 8-yard line. Hill will give to Asante, cutting back at the line of scrimmage and then dropped 2 yards back by Loveland. Asante and Loveland get tangled up and three flags pop out. KB not happy that Loveland held onto his leg as Asante got up, and then Asante took the football and threw it at the helmet of Trevor Loveland.
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. I heard that when I was young, and it holds true here, as they're not going to, you'll always get the second guy, and if you're KB, you can't throw the ball at someone's helmet.
That will back up Monmouth here with the penalty to the 20, should be the 25-yard line. They're actually going to put it at the 26 as that tackle was ruled at the 11. So 15 back, and Monmouth now has it first and goal from the 26-yard line. McLafferty this time in the backfield with Hayes. They will split Brandon Hill, one left, one right. Reverse setup. Sumlin in trouble in the backfield. Doesn't have anywhere to go. Now looking to throw it. Will flip it behind his back.
It's a good play, believe it or not.
As long as they will say that there was a receiver close enough to do it, that I think is going to be the problem. And that is what Wagner is arguing. Lamar Davenport, I say in the area, was close to being an intended target.
Believe it or not, he was out of the pocket. The ball was deflected by the defensive lineman. So you could make the argument that Lamar Davenport was a close receiver to it. Coach Hamline's pointing to the scoreboard. You can't really use that as good play there. It's not replay like that. But I think when all is said and done, and they're going to throw a flag. I'm going to disagree with this, Matt. He was out of the pocket. The ball was deflected. It looks as though he threw it away to me. I think if this is intentional grounding, it's going to be the wrong call.
Well, let's look and see what the referee will signal here.
It could have been easier if someone just threw it away. They're going to call intentional grounding, but I'm going to contend. I think it was a good play.
It's going to be a loss of down for Monmouth. And with the penalty, the ball will be pushed all the way back to the Monmouth 49-yard line. I'm going to say something I know I've never said before. Third and goal from the Hawks 49. They've got 51 yards to go to get themselves a touchdown.
You ever see a team punt on goal to go, potentially?
The Monmouth here will set up with Sumlin and Davenport into the game along with Sterling. Lamar will come near sideline left as the single man. Sumlin and Sterling up top to the right with Hayes in the backfield. Play clock winding down now at 5. Hill getting the snap, setting it up, going to give it off to Hayes on the right side as Julian will work his way down to the Wagner 43 for a gain of 8, but not anywhere close to getting themselves into the end zone, and Monmouth will do just that. They will punt it away on 4th and goal from the Wagner 43-yard line.
No harm, actually. Punt it. Try to pin them inside their own 15 or 10-yard line. Let your defense go out and do what they've done all half. Play solid football. Wagner hasn't done anything offensively, so punt it. Let your defense play and try and down them inside the 10-yard line.
Couple of penalties coming back to bite Monmouth that time. The personal foul to Asante kind of set it off, and then the intentional grounding on Eric Sumlin. Ryan Moore popping this one high in the air. Fair catch called for and made at the 12-yard line by Yevchenich, and Wagner will bring the offense on here with 7:46 to go in the first half. Monmouth leading 13-0.
And while we have a minute, we'd like to thank our good friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill for their continued support of Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar features great food, entertainment, and the best wings around. They're your spot for NFL and college football all season long. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com.
Three wide receiver set for Gehring here on first and 10. Going to give it to Williams. Big hole up the middle, and Williams off to the races. 35 at the 40. Gets upended at the 40-yard line by Tevron Brandon. The ball will be spotted out around the Wagner 42. That is what Dominique Williams can do. You hold him for, you know, 3 yards here, 3 yards there, and then he busts a long one. The ball all the way out to the 42-yard line.
Here's why that's inexcusable from the Monmouth defense. Gehring's not going to keep it and run it himself. It looks zone read. You've got to play the running back. Dominique Williams, by far, Wagner's best offensive option.
Matthias McKinnon into the game as Williams will get a blow here after that long run. And the ball pushed here inside of the Monmouth part of the field at the Hawks 49. About a 9-yard pickup to bring up a second and one as we tick down towards the 7-minute mark here. McKinnon will stay in. Good-looking backup running back for Wagner, 6 foot, 185 pounds. He'll get another crack up the middle. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and then pushed all the way back. This will depend on forward progress. They'll give it to him at the Wagner 49. So about a 2-yard loss. It'll be third down and a short three coming up for the Seahawks.
First man in, Dave Demergen, number 57. He has been really good and consistent all season long for this MU defense, that time making the play from his linebacker position.
Williams coming back in as the single running back. Tyree Watkins going up top. Receiver to the left, Cody Morgan and Anthony Carrington, this time near sideline to the right. Split back set. Gehring looking to throw, still looking, stops, throws, goes over the middle, and the ball is dropped. He had Cody Morgan open, and it looked like the senior wideout from Boston Mass was going to make the catch, could not hang on to it, and it will set up fourth down here for Wagner, and maybe a bit of a decision here. You're in that spot of the field where you certainly could go for it. You know, if I was Wagner in a game like this, I would go for it. You know, it's a non-league game. You're 2-7. You're playing your at least geographically, your biggest rival, an opportunity to maybe take a couple chances and get some excitement here on what's been a tough year.
I agree with you, Matt. I think it'd be actually no decision. I'd go for it if for no other reason. You got to get some momentum in the game.
Firestone will come on to punt. Gets off with Dandy, angling this one towards the Monmouth sideline, and it is downed almost inside the 1-yard line, and then Wagner unable to keep it out of the end zone. A couple of players had a crack at it and was batted now out of the front corner of the Monmouth end zone. So it'll come out for a touchback, and MU will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 5:58 to go here in the first half. Hawks lead 13-0.
Well, we have the chance. We'd like to thank our premier sponsors for their continued support of Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoone's Restaurants, and all of the great Surf Taco locations. We thank them for their continued support in making these broadcasts possible. On this, our third to final game of the season. We have basketball, obviously, tipping off last night right around the corner.
Hayes, the single back, split wide receiver set. Hill getting the snap. Hayes gets it. Cut back at the point of attack, starting left and going right, driven backwards. It will be a two-yard gain, however, to the 22-yard line with forward progress, setting up a second down and eight. The basketball team starting off with a big come-from-behind win last night in Long Island against Hofstra to begin their year at 1-0. Women's basketball opening up about an hour from now, 2 o'clock tip time with Yale. And then the men with their home opener on Tuesday night against UPenn. Second down here and eight. Three wide into the game, two right, one left. Hill looking left, wants Elijah Phillips. The corner all over him. There will be no flag, however. D'Angelo James, the redshirt sophomore, looked like he was draped on top of Phillips. Instead, just an incompletion, setting up third and eight.
Thought Elijah really should have gotten the call there. Looked as though he was wearing a green jersey. You're allowed contact within 5 yards. The problem, that was about 10 yards downfield, and the off arm was kind of pulling him away.
Nickel package now for Wagner as Devon Williams coming in as an extra cover corner. Trips set in a bunch package off the right, and Phillips the single man to the left. Hill with time, flares it to the outside. Catch is made by McLafferty, who tries to push forward and get the first down. Gets closer, but not able to get to the 30-yard line, about the 28-and-a-half. So Monmouth will come on and punt this one away on a fourth down and short. MU continuing to lead on the scoreboard, 13-0, 5:05 to go in our first half.
Obviously, the offense would have wanted to pick up the first down, but no harm. You can punt it back and let your defense continue their solid play.
Andre Yevchenich is back deep, awaiting the punt here of Eric Spillane, who will come on. Movement up front for Wagner. I didn't see anybody from Monmouth move. One of those, Wagner's pointing at Monmouth, and Monmouth is pointing at Wagner. If it's against the Seahawks, it would give Monmouth the first down.
It's going to be a mini conference going on, and they're separating a few players. Zach Fable in there. Wagner pointing Matt against Monmouth. Their player the first to come over. If Monmouth reacted, though, it will be on them.
And it is against Monmouth. It's saying that the Wagner player was drawn off, and the ball pushed back inside the 25 to the 24-yard line, where Spillane will look to now set up around his 10. He'll step into it about his 12. Yevchenich will move up 5 yards and stand at his own 40-yard line. See if Wagner bringing pressure. Monmouth has had problems in this department, jumping again with the Seahawks, but able to get back. And Spillane gets off a wobbly punt that will bounce at the 40, fielded at the 34-yard line by Yevchenich, dropped at the 35 by Zach Fable as the long snapper down the field covering. Wagner gets it first and 10 from their own 35-yard line with 4:24 to go in the first half.
They were obviously trying to bring heat. They were looking to flip field position and get a block on the play. That's why they went almost offsides on two straight plays. Spillane did well to get rid of it, and a better job by Fable down there in coverage. Good job by the returner. He's going to take the hit, but he probably saved his team about 10 yards in field position.
Opportunity here for Wagner to try to get themselves into the game. Feel like Monmouth has dominated, but yet just 13-0 on the scoreboard. A two-possession game as we are late in this first half. Williams, the single back with Gehring, who has three wide receivers into the contest, two right, one left. Looking left, ball batted down again at the behind the line. Jack Eisenstadt coming through to make the play. That's what you teach your defensive linemen. If you're not going to get to the quarterback, try and get your hands up. And for the second time today, Monmouth has batted down one of Gehring's passes.
Yeah, we've seen the front four play well in bunches this season. Some games they look great. Others they kind of go in and out. They look really good this afternoon.
Second and 10. It will be Williams trying to go outside zone to the right. Will pick up two, maybe 2.5. tackled by Jerzynski and Thompson. Sets up a third down, and Monmouth will bring that pass rush attack back in.
And when they do that, Wagner goes quick.
They go very quick, and catching Monmouth a little bit off guard. Quick pass to the outside is caught. It will be shy of the first down. Kevin Butler, number 38, made the tackle. Anthony Carrington on the catch, and Wagner here with another one of those fourth and shorts, and they will bring their punt team back on.
Oh, wow. The offense got right to the line. I think they wanted to go for it. Matt, what I've noticed, when Wagner gets into third down, obvious passing situation, they know Monmouth's going to bring that pass rush unit in. They try to go quick, catch MU, either with too many men on the field or in a substitution pattern that they don't want to be in.
Wagner missing a guy right now. They're going to have to use a timeout rather than take a five-yard penalty. And on fourth down and short, the Seahawks stop the clock with 3:09 to go in our first half. Monmouth up 13-0. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more first half action on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, Scala's Pizza is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, just over one block from the ocean in West End, give them a call at 732-222-8728.
Off the timeout, Wagner will punt it away as A.J. Firestone angling this one into the Monmouth sideline. It will sail out of bounds, and the ball spotted at the Hawks 20, where Monmouth getting it back here, leading 13-0. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti coming up at the half. We'll be joined by Greg Buscomi in his regular halftime spot. We'll take a look at this game and bounce around the Monmouth sports scene. As we mentioned, basketball getting up and running. Soccer is still in full swing. The women's team winning the conference championship. Men have clinched their spot in the MAC tournament coming up next weekend. So lots to talk about, and we'll do it in just a little bit, along with scores from around the country and stats in this one. First and 10, Brandon Hill will hand it off to Hayes, trying outside zone to the left. There is a flag down, likely a hold, thrown right at the line of scrimmage as Hayes picked up three, maybe four, pushed out of bounds about the 24-yard line.
Where the flag is thrown, and early indications look like it will be a hold on the Hawks, as when Hayes bounced it outside, I'm pretty sure player with the seal, it was either McLafferty or Patterson, got an arm out there and pulled down one of the Wagner defenders. We will get a holding call here. So Monmouth will, off schedule, push him back. First and long now.
Penalties have been a bit of a problem here for Monmouth. They had it first and goal their last time out and then got pushed back with two long penalties to stall that drive. And now here on a drive late in the first half off a hold, it'll be first and 20 from the Hawks 10. Sterling will set up as the far side wide receiver. Sumlin coming slot left. Davenport has the wide man to the left with McLafferty in a three-point stance, tight end left. Hill waiting for the snap, gets it. Wants to throw, finds someone over the middle who dropped the football at the 15-yard line. And it will set up a second down and 20. Can't put that one on Hill. It was a certainly catchable pass, and someone looked like he could have had some room to run after he made the catch.
A little bit of the alligator arms, I think, as he went over the middle. Didn't extend fully to make the catch. Not on the quarterback at all. Brandon Hill put it right where he should have. That's a flat-out drop by Sumlin, now second and long.
Monmouth will tighten it up here with a double tight end set and two backs in the backfield. Hayes will get it. Cuts back once. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe just over. And a third down at about 19 coming up. When you can't get anything on first down, certainly after a long penalty, doesn't help your cause when you have a drop football. And now Wagner will use a timeout. They'll have one left, trying to save whatever they can of the clock and hope that they can force Monmouth into a fourth down and long punt situation. We'll keep it here with 2:19 left. You know, it's amazing, Eddie, how quickly seasons can change and turn around. This is a Wagner team that last year won the Northeast Conference, knocked off Colgate in the opening round of the playoffs before losing in the second round. They were picked number one in the preseason poll, but yet right now they're at the bottom of the league standings.
Isn't it? It's funny how things can switch and how when you come into a year, how you think something will play out and how it does. You know, they normally don't work out that way, Matt. And this Wagner team a year ago, their bread and butter was really good defense, good running game, and making enough plays in the passing game that they could win close games. And this year, they've gotten like one and a half of those three things to come true, and that is the difference between winning a championship, going to the FCS playoffs, and sitting to the middle and bottom of the league standings.
Had Nick Gosher at the quarterback spot as well for the last couple of years. That has been a problem position here now on third and 19 for Monmouth off the timeout. 2:19 on the clock as Hill will open up with trips off to the right. McLafferty, Sumlin, and Sterling off that way. Single receiver left is Davenport. Hayes sets himself to the left of Hill. He will get the carry, Hayes will. Running off the right side. Not much to work with. Able to get to the 15-yard line. And Monmouth will bring the punt team on. Looks like Wagner will save that last time out for when they get the football back. MU will work the clock down. When they punt it away, there'll be about a minute and a half left. Avyez Chenich will go back and await the kick here of Eric Spillane.
Last time Monmouth punted, Wagner was bringing heat. They actually almost jumped off sides a couple of times. If they're smart here, they'll do it again. Monmouth has been good today, but they have struggled in the kicking game, especially with this unit.
Here comes the pressure, and the kick is blocked. Will roll all the way and then be picked up by Wagner at the 30-yard line where the Seahawks will get it first down and 10. So on cue, unfortunately, from my broadcast partner, Wagner bringing the pressure and getting to Eric Spillane, who has the punt blocked, and the Seahawks now in business with a buck 29 to go, and the referees putting the ball at the Hawks' 29-yard line.
That unit, again, continues to be a bane in Monmouth's existence. The Hawks are dominating this football game, especially defensively. Now you gift-wrap Wagner field position almost in the red zone. Punt, Matt, is easy. Snap, kick, coverage. The snap was good. Eric Spillane took way too long to get that punt off, and that's why Wagner blocked it, and you could sense it was coming.
Gehrig this time will come out with that stack formation either way. Four wide receiver set, wanting to throw, looking for the big play. Dumps it down over the middle. Catch made by Tyree Watkins, who gets lit up coming across the middle by Dave Demersion. It'll be a four-yard gain, and Watkins remains down. You talked about it. What a great season by Demersion. Fifth-year senior, 6'2", 230 pounds. The native of Churchill, Pennsylvania, has really just had himself an unbelievable year.
Can we make this point? How about two fifth-year seniors that have made all the difference in this defense? Demergent, who's really showing out today, and Clark Coe with the safety position. Two reasons why this defense has been so improved, but Demergent has really been a pleasant surprise.
Gary getting the snap, clock moving. Inside of a minute 15 to go. Goes down over the middle again, staying in bounds and making the catch. Ralph Green will be shy of the first down by about a yard. Third and one coming up. Wagner again has one timeout left. Gehring again getting back to the line. Four wide receivers into the game. We'll give it to Williams, who will look for the first down. Going to be close. Will depend on the spot of the football. They're putting it at the 20, so this is going to be fourth down and a little less than a yard. See if Wagner wants points via the field goal. They will at least come on and now, I believe, use their final timeout to talk things over. 37 seconds to go in our first half. It is Monmouth 13, Wagner nothing. We'll keep it here on this break as you think about how this game could potentially swing around. It looks like Wagner was going to bring the field goal team on. Probably the thing and the thinking here is we at least got to make sure we get something on the board. We've had some plays in the running game, especially that Monmouth has gotten good pressure. You don't want to go for it fourth down here and get nothing.
I think, Matt, they've got to kick the field goal. They get the football to begin the second half. So get yourself points, cut into this lead a little bit, get on the board, then come out, try to put a drive together to begin the second half. They do have a very good field goal kicker, and that's why it looks as though Coach Hamline is elected to opt for the field goal opportunity.
That kicker is David Lopez on the season, 6 of 9. This one will be set up at about the 27-yard line. Low snap, good hold, pushing off to the left, but good. So a field goal from Lopez from 37 gets Wagner on the scoreboard. Monmouth does lead it 13 to 3 with 30 seconds to go here in this first half.
Still a win for the Monmouth defense, Matt. They were given very bad field position because of the blocked punt. They did well to hold Wagner where they were, force the field goal opportunity. Credit Lopez, hits him at 70%. He's a good kicker to make this now 13-3. 30 seconds to go. You don't think Monmouth will take any chances. Never know, though. We've already seen a reverse on a kickoff. And it just seems as though, even though it's a 10-point Hawks lead, they should be up by more. You know, they had the first and goal from the 20, the second and goal from the 49-yard line. That was a wasted opportunity. They should have more points on the scoreboard than they do, but they're up by 10 and playing good football, specifically, Matt, on defense. When the offense doesn't put them or special teams in bad field position, Wagner has little to no answer for them when they're on offense.
Yeah, and short of a couple of misplays in the first quarter of the game against Sacred Heart, the Monmouth defense played very well, even in that loss to the Pioneers a week ago. As Lopez will come on, send five players to either side, puts the ball at the right hash mark, and will squib this one down the middle, fielded by Sikowski at the 30-yard line, and he will get dragged down at the 35 with 25 seconds to go. And likely, you would think Monmouth will come on here and maybe either just run something and hope for a big play, or even just have Brandon Hill take a knee.
I would probably say, like you said, maybe they run one play. If it breaks, call timeout and try to go. I know what I would do, but that's why I'm way up here with a broadcast headset on. I would throw it deep to number 17, but I would do that every play, so that's really not a good gauge.
You could pretty much say that on every sequence that Monmouth has had.
He's a good player.
Throw to 17. Hill will come out here with Davenport and Sterling to either side. They will keep it on the ground. Monmouth will with Hayes. Goes into the middle of the line. Now shakes his way off to the right at the 40-yard line, and that should just about do it. Monmouth in no rush to use a timeout with all three remaining. They will head into the locker room leading this one against their longtime rival, 13-3. Monmouth on top of Wagner. We'll step out here and take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll bounce around with scores first. We'll do our halftime interview segment with Greg Viscomi and finish up with some stats and a look ahead here to our second half. Monmouth 13, Wagner 3. We're back in 2 minutes with our halftime show on the Shore Sports Network.